Before I plead myself guilty, I am pretty sure that you could tell that the guy up there has an accent. So I would like to please bear with me as I'll try to share with you today's gospel. So today, our mother church is inviting us to meditate upon the topic of radical discipleship. And then for us to ponder the meaning of radical discipleship, the liturgy of today put in the face of our heart the Gospel of St. Luke. And today this reading is coming from chapter 14 of the Gospel of St. Luke. Already at this chapter, Jesus Christ is famous because he fed 5,000 people, he cured the sick, he did so many things to the point that every people, they are coming now to Jesus Christ. And at the beginning of today's gospel, it said that Jesus Christ was in the journey, but to where? The gospel didn't give us any clue. But here Jesus Christ already is on his journey to Jerusalem, where he's going to be crucified. So for not to create confusion, Jesus Christ said, let's stop for a moment, guys, because it said the crowd, so there were really many. And then he stopped for a moment and telling them that, you know where I'm going, and what you are doing, it is already a kind of discipleship. So you need to be aware of what it costs to be a disciple, to be my disciple. So this is the word that Jesus Christ was telling the disciple, and today Jesus Christ is telling us today, because as we are here because we are Christian, we are here because we want to follow Jesus Christ, we are here because we want to be his disciple. So now, for Jesus Christ to let these people to understand that being a disciple of Christ or his disciple is not an easy task, he gave them two conditions. And those conditions, Jesus Christ used words actually which in our days defy our common sense. And the first one is saying that whoever want to be my disciple need to hate his mother, his father, the parents, children. And then this is really something that defy our common sense. And we could say, how come that Jesus Christ is asking us to hate people around us, people who are really dear to us? But this is really missing the point. What Jesus Christ wants to tell us here is that all kind of relationship that we have, it's a gift from God. So you cannot love the gift more than the gift giver, who is Jesus Christ himself, who is God himself. And Jesus Christ wants to highlight the meaning of really understanding what it means to be disciple. This is a way like to tell us that sometime even in a family, your own flesh, your own blood could be in opposition of your faith. And that there it is really difficult for you to compromise. Am I going to follow Jesus Christ, or am I going to follow what my parents, my friend, or my relative are telling me? So this is a kind of way to let us know that Jesus Christ is above everything. What do we prioritize in our life? And then there is a book by Joseph Fedele. He is actually a Muslim who was converted to Catholicism. It's a very, very fascinating book. And then this book actually is available in our bookstore across the street. You could come there and find one. And then it is really a fascinating story of someone who really denies his family, his relative, and all good that he had. He left Iraq and now is living in France. That is really a good example of someone who detached himself from the loyalty of family, of relative, in order to follow Jesus Christ. So this might be a question for us. Are we able to detach ourselves for Jesus Christ? Are we able to prioritize Jesus Christ in our life? And the second condition that Jesus Christ gave is, if you want to follow me, you have to pick up your cross. And then this is something that is very much difficult for us as a Catholic. We want to be Christian, but we don't want to be with Jesus Christ. Yesterday morning, Holy Father, during his mass at Casa Santa Marta, in his homily, he was kind of urging us to the temptation of being a Christian without Jesus Christ. We want to seek for Jesus Christ, but we don't really want to bear our cross. And then this is not really the way toward discipleship. Very often in our life, we want to find Jesus Christ without cross, and then we find up what? Cross without Jesus Christ. And then when we find cross without Jesus Christ, it becomes so heavy for us. So in outlining these two conditions, Jesus Christ is telling us that to be a disciple is a big project, and you have to be very much serious about that. This is all that we do. When we have something to do, we have to sit down and we have to prepare ourselves. So in order to prepare the disciple, those who are listening to Jesus Christ, to undertake this project, then Jesus Christ came with the two parables of one, the builder who was building the tower, like the water tower here on Mount Washington. Before we do that, I'm pretty sure that the people sat down and discussed how to go about that and how to achieve successfully that project. And also, we are having our gathering space here. About 2 years ago, this is what you did. Before you build that, as a parish community, you sat down, you say, hey, this is what we want to do. How can we manage to accomplish this? And then you sit down and prepare yourself. And the second example as well of the king who's going for the battle, likewise, he had to prepare himself. He have really a strong troop before he confront the Arabs. So here Jesus Christ underline again the importance of preparation before one undertakes really a project. So my friends, my brothers and sisters, are you ready to undertake this project of discipleship of Jesus Christ? Are you ready to pick up your cross and follow Jesus Christ? Are you prepared enough to follow Jesus Christ? Is the price more than what you are willing to pay? If so, this is an opportunity for us, for you, for me, to ask Jesus Christ. Maybe our grace account is too low that it cannot generate any interest. And to the Eucharist, it is an opportunity for us to plead to Jesus Christ to deposit in our grace account, so that our grace account could be so big that we'd be able to afford the price of discipleship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.